Can the tiny 8-bit PIC12F683 microcontroller handle the dynamic color animation on the WS2812 LEDs? The MCU used here has just 204 bytes of flash memory, 128 bytes of RAM, and is clocked at up to 20 MHz, 8 MHz for the internal oscillator. Is this enough? Let's find out. The idea came from the fact that I have a dozen or so of these types of PICs left over from older projects, and I decided to try to give them new life. Perhaps something for Christmas. We'll see if I still have time. At the time of publishing the first part of this topic, I have only just started the second part. Here I will describe the first part of the adventure, that is, getting the WS2812 up and running, and the limitations of this microcontroller. This topic is part of my series on PIC microcontrollers and the SDCC compiler. For other parts, please see the topics below. Part 1, setting up the operating environment. Part 2, Blink LED, I/O pins, digital inputs, and outputs. Part 3, oscillator settings. Internal oscillator, external oscillator, quartz resonator, PLL. Part 4, timers, interrupts. Part 5, 7-segment display operation. Part 6, MM5450 LED display driver. Related topic about PIC12F. PIC12F683 and SDCC. Tutorial, we create a simple dimmer, read catalog notes. Specification of WS2812. The WS2812 is an individually addressable color LED that combines an RGB LED and a controller in a single housing. This allows each module to be controlled independently, enabling the creation of lighting effects, animations, and dynamic color changes in LED strips, arrays, or DIY projects. The WS2812 uses a single-line protocol for data transfer, allowing multiple LEDs to be easily connected in series with minimal wiring. The way it works is that the WS2812s are connected in series. The D-out input of one is connected to the DIN of the other, and their controllers themselves cleverly pass on the signal, taking only their color described by 3 bytes. The bytes are encoded as a high-state, low-state pair, where the timing of a given state must meet a specification. According to the table, we must be able to generate T0H, 0.4 us, and T1H, 0.8 us times with a margin of error of up to 0.15 us. In practice, slightly more. First attempts in instruction timing. The first PIC that caught my eye was the PIC12F675, lying right next to the eponymous PIC12F683. However, it had even less RAM at a mere 64 bytes. I then compared the notes and decided that the PIC12F683 was the better option after all. It's a tiny 8-bit MCU in a DIP8 enclosure, but it's more likely to be enough here. I got the PIC up and running. PIC2 sees it without external components. For the PIC to work, however, you need a 10 kilo-ohm resistor on the MCLR, pull up to the power supply. And you also need to give a 100 nanofarad decoupling capacitor between power supply and ground. I started by trying the built-in oscillator, 8 MHz. Faster is not possible. This is set in the OSCCON register. I wanted to illustrate how long it takes to do the GPIO state setting. This can of course be counted from the FOSC-4 formula, but it is worthwhile to verify the result anyway. Example code. We are interested here in the timing of the high state, because after the low state, there is still a jump to the start of the loop. And this is also an instruction. It comes out 500 nanoseconds, and we need 400 nanoseconds to 800 nanoseconds, a bit low. Migrating to an external oscillator 8 MHz is rather too slow. You need to switch to an external oscillator. I have just such a 20 MHz one. All you need to do is connect it on the right pins. You also need to enable it in the configuration word. New code, we are testing. We are interested here in the timing of the low state, as there is still a spike after the high state. It is better, 360 nanoseconds sum, maybe less. First colors, since the time of one command is about 360 nanoseconds, two commands will give us about 720 nanoseconds. The second command can be completed with the command NUP, processor passivity. The zeros and ones times with the WS2812 are not critical.